Welcome to 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission, where we bring a chef's perspective to the table that you can take to go. With over 10 years of professional kitchen experience each, we offer our insight on all things food for you each week. Our mission is to get you in the kitchen and cooking at home. Let's turn up the heat.
Welcome back to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. We're so glad that you guys are here, and today's podcast, we're going to be talking about what's coming into season.
Yep, of course. We are at the end of September, so the fall season is where we are now, which is September 22nd was the official first day of fall.
Yes.
Until December 21st.
Yep, and today it actually feels like fall in Florida. It's nice, cool, crisp air.
That was awesome with waking up.
Yes. Oh, it was fantastic. Let the dogs out and got that nice cold breeze. Have the windows open. Oh.
So good. Now, so when we're talking about fall season, of course, we're not just talking about weather. We're talking about
food.
Food, because we're Two Chef Mission.
Yeah, and who doesn't love fall food?
Right. But there's such great produce that comes into season in the fall. I know that some of my favorites, I love Brussels sprouts. And,
right.
I recently did like that fennel salad.
Yeah,
that fennel was a really good
salad.
Mm-hmm. And one of Wyatt's favorites. He loves carrots.
Yeah, so. He's really gotten big into apples too, and that's a really good fall.
Mm-hmm. That's fall also fruit. Mm-hmm, definitely in season.
Now, super good snack.
One of yours. Which it's more towards the late fall for its like second season, figs.
Yes.
Which you love.
You can do so many good things with figs. Mm-hmm. I just love the versatility of them. Same thing with artichokes.
Mm-hmm.
They're great in for a dip or even for pastas.
Great. I've been wanting to make some like artichokes and do that. So who knows? Maybe you'll see a recipe online with
artichokes. And it could even be the main focus.
Yeah, definitely you'll see lots of fall ingredients, being that it's fall, which is our favorite season. If you didn't listen to the next episode, or the previous episode, where we stated it pretty...
Yeah, we didn't make it blatantly obvious that we have a bias in seasons.
I feel like everyone has... their favorite.
That is true.
But
it is true.
But some great herbs are in season, like rosemary, parsley, thyme, and sage. So like a lot of your ones that can do some more of that like cooking, because the woodsy, heartier flavor and stuff, which we love using herbs to just brighten up dishes and add extra flavor. I know two others that are my favorite, like mushrooms, but wild mushrooms are in season in fall as
well. Wild mushrooms are great.
As sweet potatoes, which I'm pretty excited because we need to get sweet potatoes because we have a steak dish that's going to be on new menus that has a sweet potato gratin.
Yeah, that's right. We said that we were going to be doing that. It's going to be a really interesting way, but I'm super excited about it. I mean, some of my favorites, I'd also even go with leeks, are really great, you know, a heartier flavor. Mm-hmm. They're just really, I love them. And pumpkins.
Pumpkins are awesome.
Yeah.
Which, of course, we're in the pumpkin spice season.
Exactly.
But it's not just pumpkin spice, because you can make pumpkin pies, you can... Like, do you use it to make,
roast pumpkin seed.
Yes, the seeds are definitely good, but you could also do, like, a soup or pastas and things like that. So it's very versatile.
Ooh, you could use it to fill the tortellini.
Now we're coming up with menu ideas, right? We're just like, what can we make?
But Two Chef Mission behind the scenes.
Kind of. I mean, when we're talking about ingredients, that's what happens, right?
That's typically what goes on.
Of course, there's, like, a bajillion different produce and things that come into season. And if you are listening to this podcast, in the notes, we're going to put all of the things that are coming into season. Yep. So it might look long, but we just want you guys to be able to see it. But another thing that I was reading about, which was really cool, because kale is in season in the fall because apparently the cooler weather keeps it sweeter.
That's interesting.
I know. When I was reading that, I was like, that's cool.
I wouldn't mind. Now we should look to finding a local farm that actually grows their own kale to be able to see the flavor difference
between summer and winter. Now, so those are just some of the produce that is in season now that we, you know, picked out or that we really like. Like I said, the rest will be in our notes for this podcast. But
make sure you check them out. You might be surprised at what's actually coming into season.
Mm-hmm. And also, I'm going to work on getting a blog post about the fall and what's coming in and all that stuff. Maybe with some recipe ideas that we will attach to this podcast. Now, if you're listening to it, like, day one of this podcast being updated,
it's not going to be there.
But come back and check it out. Or check us out on our social media where we will share it when it comes up.
We'll definitely keep our social media up to date with new blog posts as well as new podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're finding us through social media, go back and check some of our other podcasts out.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that'd be great because we always love to help out with getting you guys in the kitchen and cooking at home. That's honestly our mission is to get families cooking at home together.
Yeah. And that's such a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah. Now, of course, it's not just produce that comes into season. We also have proteins that come into season.
Yes.
So things like there's more gamey meats. You've got like your games, your venison, your rabbits, squab. And then you also have like turkey, pheasants, and pork and stuff like that. And you've got duck, red grouper, sole.
Yeah.
Those are just, you know, some of the proteins that you can expect to see some of those in recipes from us.
Yeah.
Going from there, of course, seasonal cooking.
Yeah, but what's your favorite protein?
My favorite protein?
Out of all that's coming into season.
Oh, that's coming into season?
Yeah.
I mean, I love the versatility of turkey.
Yeah.
Also, I love Thanksgiving. So, turkey Thanksgiving. But I mean, there's a lot on here that I would love to experiment more with. Like, I think it'd be cool to experiment with, like, pheasant, quail, or rabbit.
Thinking, experimenting, I would love to be able to get...
Maybe venison? That'd be awesome, too.
Some venison and some rabbit. Because I haven't had enough experience cooking with them, and I really want to play around with them a little more.
And then, of course, I love different shellfish and things like that, which are coming to season.
Yeah.
But I do love the versatility of turkey. I will say that. As well as, like I said, Thanksgiving's in November. So, if I could have Thanksgiving at... Thanksgiving and Christmas, which a lot of the times we do.
Yeah, we... Fun fact about Two Chef Mission in our home life, we actually have Thanksgiving twice a year. Once on Thanksgiving, typically either shared with my family or with Melissa's family.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, during Christmas.
Although,
but that's more of a, you know, more intimate
affair. That's just because we just love family. Thanksgiving meal. But
that's
you're
immediate
like, why
local
have it,
family.
Why have it once a year? There's two great holidays for it. But, I mean, there was that Thanksgiving where we had, like, three or four Thanksgivings in the day, which was very fun, but very filling and crazy.
Very, very filling. I think we went into a food coma.
I feel like that was,
pretty
like, our,
hard
ironically, we didn't try to make this happen, but that was, like, our Gilmore Girls Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Where if any of you seen them, where they went to, like, four or five different Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
We attempted to, I guess, compete against it, but it was unintentional entirely. But it was fun.
Yeah.
So, going towards seasonal cooking with fall, of course, with the change in weather, you definitely want a bit more heartier meals. Soups and stews are great. As well as...
And it's also where you see a lot of meat and potato dishes really are coming out.
Root veggies root and stuff vegetables, like that.
Yeah. Oh my god. My favorite root vegetable. Just throwing it out there. Parsnips.
Parsnips are delicious. Like, I feel like it's because you don't really, like, growing up, because I didn't have, like, parsnips a lot.
Yeah, you really don't think about it.
Yeah, but, like, having them now, I'm just like, they have so much flavor. I like carrots, yeah, but, like, parsnips, they taste different, and they're just, like, so great.
They're the white carrot with different flavor, because carrots got...
with different flavor.
Because carrots got a nice, sweet yeah, flavor, and then, it's got a nice crunch to it. Now, parsnips, I've never eaten raw. And I probably wouldn't suggest doing that.
No, now I kind of want to try it raw. We still have some in the fridge.
We can try that later today.
Salad.
Check out the blog post. You might see that written in there.
But anyways, they definitely are unique in flavor, but it's really great because they also have a sweetness to them.
Yep.
When you cook them and stuff. But they also have that, like, woodsy, like, slightly... Yeah,
fall.
Yeah,
it's a fall flavor. That's the only way I can describe it. It tastes like what a fall day would feel like.
Yeah, I feel like that's the people who are just like, pumpkin spice smells like fall, but parsnips taste like fall.
Yeah, that's it.
So if you haven't tried parsnips, it's worth a try.
Nice.
They're good. But soup stews are great. Like we said, root veggies and stuff. Now,
slow cooked meals are great.
Yeah.
Because you can just throw everything into one pot and then cook it over time.
Mm-hmm. Especially with getting back into school. And this year's school year is so interesting with virtual school.
Oh, God, and yeah. Virtual learning.
It is very interesting.
It's a challenge for parents and teachers alike.
Oh, yeah.
We know a lot of friends. We have a lot of friends that are teachers and... You know, we've heard some stories, and it's just...
I can only imagine.
I do not envy them.
We sort of can't imagine, because, side note, we've been helping out with Tony's mom's virtual school with kids from a leadership camp we did, so...
And that's been...
It's been very interesting.
That has been very interesting.
Lots of work.
Yes.
But, going back to food, and why cook with the season... What's important about that?
Well, cooking with the season, in my opinion, you get the best flavors. You also get the best nutrition because you're getting them at the peak
of season. Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting them at peak of season as well as...
And flavor.
The flavor is going to be just that much more enhanced, and you're really going to be able to see and taste a difference.
Right.
Like Melissa was saying earlier with the kale. Apparently in fall, it just makes it a little bit sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've never experienced a sweet kale.
Yeah,
so I would be very interested in trying that.
I thought that was I thought that was cool. I was like, that's a cool little tidbit there. But also, the... Mom Brain just took over and was like, you're gonna... You wanted to remember what you were going to say?
It's like...
No, you don't.
We're going to do an emergency brain dump. Everything that you're about to say is gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've had that happen at work, and I'm like, I don't even know what I was doing.
When you walk into a walk-in, and you're like, I'm getting this thing. Walks into walk-in, or walks into room, and you're like, what was I doing? And I don't know.
Funny enough, this is a bit of a tangent. When don't our episodes end up on a tangent, though?
Like, a little bit.
I think that's kind of the best way to do them, but...
Yeah. I mean, it's also hopefully giving me time to remember
yeah.
what I was going to say.
I had one of my chef assistants at work. Actually, I had walked from the hotline to the back of the kitchen, and I was just thinking about, like, what I needed to get, and I just stopped in the middle of the back of the kitchen. He just kind of looked over at me, and he's like, hey, is everything going okay? And I start laughing because I'm like, I have no idea what I was back here for. And he says that there's actually scientific evidence that proves that if you are looking and focusing at something that you're trying to do or remembering something that you're trying to do and you step away from it, whatever is triggering that thought of what you need to do, you leave it.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves your mind. Whatever you needed to do is gone from your mind at that moment. And so his big thing is to go back to where it was. And Melissa just remembered.
I remembered because I was like, because it was when you were talking about great flavor and nutrition and things like that. But also, because it's actually in season at that time, the growers or producers and things like that, they don't have to, like, force it to get...
Be ripe.
Exactly. So it's already at its season, so it's ready and happy to be eaten.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, well, we have to force this to ripen through other techniques.
That reminds me of the time when we went to one of our local farms and we did a farm tour. And, you know, I think it was during the summer.
I think so.
And we got to see, it was like just the beginning of the summer season. So we got to see everything as it was still finishing its growing process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're telling us everything that they're doing. And at the end of it, they had this great barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And everything had so much flavor and it tasted so fresh, so clean.
Mm-hmm. And you can really get actual, like, the taste of what the produce and meats and stuff are supposed to taste like.
Exactly.
As opposed to, like, I'm sure we have all gotten strawberries that are not ripe.
Yes. Oh, God.
And they're like, or blueberries, and you're like, these are not ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's sad.
Those are sad times.
So it's like that. You gotta wait for the time. Now, yeah. Not only is it great flavor to buy and cook within the season, but also because they're not having to force anything to ripen or be ready to produce and all that stuff, it's less expensive to produce because it's doing it on its own and it's ready.
That is true.
So because it's less expensive to produce, it's charged less, which means that you get to save more money in your pocket because you're not having to spend as much at the grocery store.
Yeah, which is actually a huge benefit to shopping in season.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you don't fully, you know, follow the lists of what's in season, because there's always so much produce and so much proteins that are coming in and out of season all year long. And the biggest thing is you don't have to follow everything. Just follow the things that you do like.
Mm-hmm.
Because you follow those, and next thing you know, you're already starting to shop in season, and you know, you know, broccoli or broccoli rabe, that's a fall time sort of vegetable. Like, I want to get it then, because that's when it's going to have the most flavor, and that's when it's going to really enhance my cooking.
Mm-hmm. And, like, one of the... Because, like, we've read so many different comments and things about, because, like, okay, what stops you from cooking, or what makes you buy more processed food or less processed food? And so many people are like, well, a thing of grapes are just so expensive that it's like, why I spend $10 on grapes? But maybe grapes aren't in season. So look for the things that are on sale, because usually if it's on sale, it's more likely to be in season because it's ready. And it's ripe, and they're like, we want this off our shelves. We want you to get it because it tastes great and it's in season. Which is another way to kind of, I don't want to have to look everything up. Okay, so find things that are on sale within your stores. Because that's usually based around seasonality.
Right, and actually, funny short story on that. We were at the grocery store the other, I think it was probably a couple weeks ago, and we noticed that strawberries were on sale. And, you know, Melissa picked up a...
You're talking about strawberries or raspberries?
No, strawberries.
Were they on sale?
It might have been longer.
I don't know.
It
was,
ago.
I feel like it was longer. But anyway,
strawberries were on sale, and she saw them and she was looking at them, you know, as we do. We always make sure that when we're going to buy fruits, we always try to make sure that we're getting the best looking ones. Because sometimes you might not see it, but there could be a bad one in the middle of it. And next thing you know,
if you let it sit, it eats away at all the other fruits.
And there's an old saying, it's like one bad apple spoils the whole batch. And that's very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
It has happened. But, you know, we got them and they actually were like perfect flavor, perfect sweetness. Everything was just great about them, color, everything. And I mean, that's again one of the big benefits of shopping in season.
Yeah. We have come towards the end of this one, this episode of the fall season and what's coming into season. But a couple tips that I know we kind of follow by is, like, we shared this ingredient list or the produce list and proteins of things that are coming into season, mainly because, you know, sometimes it's exciting to try something different. So yeah. I think a tip for you, if you haven't tried some of these ingredients, pick like one or two and just give them a try. Be like, I'm going to try something new. And if you ever need help with recipes, send us a message on twochefmission.com or on our Facebook page,
which
is Two Chef Mission.
We will respond back. We'll give you ideas.
We love helping families get in the kitchen and cooking. And we love offering ideas and just information because we love doing it and love creating it.
Yeah.
So also, I would say try out shopping in the season because, of course, that's exactly how we shop. And it saves our grocery bills. And I know it's going to save us even more now that we're going to be a family of four and not three. And Wyatt is eating like crazy.
Yeah, he has
been eating. He loves food.
He has been eating some pretty big portions now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a growing kid, we understand that's going to happen. And it's crazy to see, you know, like, where did these last 2 years with him go?
Mm-hmm. And other than that, I think we are ready to lead into until next time. Keep it 100% fresh.
Thanks for listening. If you loved this podcast, please give us a review. We love being able to offer new content, and we hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoy making it. So any support helps, from sharing the podcast to donating on anchor.fm or checking out Two Chef Mission meal plans on our website, twochefmission.com. Until next time, keep it 100% fresh.